Everybody, well, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Program, and the date today is September 28th, 2016, and today we are on Station 1, and our next program is Friday and Saturday. We're on Station 2. Oh, let's start energy work here, and we'll clear off the date in case that's bothering you. Here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The date will only bother you if you have a history or her story of this particular date, and then that goes into your memory. So if your memory has a problem with this date, and or your genetics has a problem, then that can recycle, like what the aliens do, is recycle and copy and paste things into your current reality. If you don't have any history, you probably won't feel much of a change here. But here we go. Let's clear away. Let's first bring in the light beam. So here we go. So light beam energies, so you can feel more peace. One, and these are males coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now we'll look at a situation that you may have fallen upon you or you're dealing with yourself. Something's going on. That your button is pushed some way or another. So here we go. So let's take away that incident from you. 1, 2, 3, 4. And think of that incident. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again. Oh dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okey-doke. And let's I'll release some aliens at the end of the week here. I don't feel like doing it now. So we'll see if Michelle's out there. She's our co-host tonight. So, Michelle, are you around tonight?
Yes, I'm around. I'm finding it humorous that you're like, I don't want to deal with aliens. I think you've been dealing with them all the time. So it's okay. You can have a night off. That's totally cool. So welcome, everybody, to Wednesday night. Once again, this is our resting week. We don't have any calls coming up on the weekend, but we do have our weekly calls. So we did our Wednesday night call tonight, which was activation for all of our water bottles that people drink throughout the entire week. And then tomorrow night is the clone body removal, and then Friday night, great call, entity removal. I always feel the energy really strong when you do those. So I recommend them highly to people. And we have, like I said, our resting week, but we did so much other stuff this month. So I know that Ron's working on a lot of stuff. We have the cultural heritage disconnection call that we did, and I know that a lot of our listeners are still working on the other things that were suggested and still going through all those to disconnect their different issues from their cultural stuff. That was a great call, by the way, Ron. So hopefully people are still working on that and still having good luck with that. And then to go along with that, our first question tonight is, I have noticed a generational repeat of a soul family story, and they say, is disconnecting through the soul family disconnection healing enough?
I don't know. It can help to release that. I don't know how deeply ingrained it is in you, number one, as you connect to it and get that button pushed, and then also, how deeply is it ingrained with your soul family members? So, you know, it's hard to say. Maybe, you know, an issue happened and somebody died in your soul family, and they're living. And so whatever this situation pops up, the person that's living here becomes very sad, maybe distraught because their close friend or somebody died, and that now is transferred on to you, and you don't know why you're unhappy or sad when certain, you know, key words trigger you. And it could be, you know, one of your soul family's energies that's being forced on you. So, you know, soul family clearing could help with that situation. There's other clearings, too, you might want to try. Do you have any suggestions on that, Michelle?
Well, I'm trying to think about it, but I'm just realizing that, yeah, that's a really great idea. As you're doing the generational one that everyone was doing this past, the cultural heritage disconnection, you could run the soul family every now and then. Would you run it, though, for your life, or would you run it for the issue that you also just cleared in the cultural heritage?
Probably both. I think both would be good.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So I'm not sure about what else you would do. I'd probably have to look at my list of different healings. Soul family entity removal, maybe again. Do you think that would pull up more entities?
It's very possible. You know, there's, you know, with the aliens, they can do anything they want to do. And they love doing anything they want to do, too. So you're actually trying to outsmart them, in a sense, to free yourself from their situation. So remember, if you don't think at all and you're in peace, a lot of this stuff will leave you. And so, you know, we're dealing with people who get keyed in and triggered by other people, typically. Well, I always look at the root cause of what's happening to you, why it's happening. What did you do to have somebody talk to you the way they did? Or, you know, what's your involvement with this situation? How much energy do you have on it? And do you really care about it? And so, but you know, figure out what's going on. It's something that's, you know, we talk about negative things all the time, people being negative and thinking negative thoughts or being in, you know, fear or anxiety. But, you know, the opposite of that is the same. So if you're really, really, you know, overboard on excitement on something and really enthused about something, that's just as bad as the opposite of that, if not, you know, being in fear or, you know, anger or something. It's all the same. It's energy is energy, you know. And so here we look at it one way, like this is good and that's bad. Well, to the alien, everything is good to them because the more energy you emit out of yourself, the more they take. That's how they connect with you and court you. So they don't care if it's positive or negative. You know, they would rather have probably work on negative things because, you know, that puts us into the depression mode eventually. So we're a positive thing, you know, that can only give you so much joy and happiness, we'll say, and at that point it's done. But the other stuff can go into all different types of negative traits. So that's why they pick on that the most. I guess back to you, Michelle.
Yes, and somebody said to me today, they said, oh, it's starting to get cold out and it's starting to get dark. It gets a little cloudy where I am, and they said, this is the time of year when people start getting depressed. And I thought, she's right, actually. I've seen it happen, and I don't know if it must be a connection, you would think, with sunlight, but also, if there's more clouds, then there's more coverage for, you know, more aliens to hang out. So I've seen that pattern as well. So yes. Well,
that'd be a good clearing to do as far as, you know, a clearing is, you know, with, you know, if the skies are cloudy or, you know, it'll do a clearing for the seasons. because you really shouldn't feel any different from one season to the next. Ideally, you know, I'm sure after winter you'd feel better because you didn't freeze to death, you know, or you know, get cold and have to deal with, you know, ice, et cetera, if you're in you know, the states that have that. Blizzards, heavy snows and stuff. So, but just having the clouds change where there's no sunlight versus sunlight, you might just do a clearing on that because it really shouldn't affect you that much because you can still see. So maybe do a clearing for like vitamin D maybe deficiency. I don't know, but it really shouldn't matter. It'd be like if you're in your house and you closed all the windows down, so you didn't have any sunlight, and you just had internal lights on the inside. Is that going to make you go crazy after a day? Probably not. Maybe a month or so it might, possibly. But there are people who live that way, you know, when there's darkness all the time. So they have the artificial lights. So are they really, really excited when the sun comes out? They might be a little bit, but they're still having light. So I don't know. That's an issue for you. Just try to be creative and think of something that might help you. So back to you.
Well, yeah, I don't actually think it is an issue with the light, or maybe it is in general, but I believe that once you cleared the barcodes for depression, that it wouldn't be an issue. So I think it's just the fact that most people maybe, you know, day-to-day that you see that aren't doing the depression barcodes, they're going to have them hang around, and then they're going to get triggered. So then you can also correlate that with, well, now there's also not sunlight that I'm getting, but I think if they cleared their depression barcodes, it wouldn't be an issue. The actual vitamin that they would get from their food would probably be enough. I'm just guessing, but I think that would be.
Maybe people are looking at maybe a time when they lived here. Maybe it'd be like caveman possibly, but you know, when maybe one of the volcanoes erupted or whatever and could not have sunlight and things started dying. Maybe that's in their genetics. So each time it gets kind of foggy out or cloudy out or you don't see the sun, so you're being triggered by an event that happened a long, long time ago. Wasn't there a movie about Pompeii or something, and volcano went off, and something like that happened, you know? I don't know, I'm just... Mm. Anyway, you know, you probably all could kind of relate to something, even some of the movies that you watch, have something like that going on, where something erupts, you know, a volcano erupts, and then you don't have any sunlight, and, you know, people have to... out their flashlights, and they're worried about, you know, not having sunlight and crops dying, and maybe that's what's triggering you when you see no sun. Oh, back to you.
Yeah. Well, let's put a question to the audience. If people want to respond, they are definitely welcome to. Their stories, maybe if they've lived in one place and then lived in another, and how they think and feel about the fact of having seasons or not. And I have an experience as well, so maybe people can think of some things to say. I lived in the Midwest, and there was a significant amount of depression that I never really made a correlation with the actual weather. But then I lived in the West Coast for a long time, where it's sunny quite often. And I did see people in general seem a little more cheery or in better spirits, I'll say, in general. But I actually missed the difference of the seasons and the different fun things you could do. And I personally missed seeing snow because I think snow is awesome. It's just so pretty. But that's just my personal thing. But I think I would have a hard time having four seasons where it got dreary or cloudy out without snow. So the areas in the country where it's like in the middle where the winters are just kind of slushy and the grass just turns brown and there's not I would say not too many redeeming qualities about it. I think I wouldn't care for that as much. So if anyone wants to write in what they how they feel about it, we do already have some people say that they do prefer the climate of Southern California hugely more than the East Coast weather. They don't miss seasons at all. And people in their family and generally on the East Coast seem to really like the seasons as well. And they would never live in California, say. They think that they would find it dull. So if you're not familiar with our emailing process, you can email clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can go on www.creationlightship.com and go on the fast chat and fill out a short little form and just say how you feel about the seasons, if you think it affects you or not, or what which you prefer. It's an interesting subject, since we just...
It definitely is, yeah. When I was younger, I don't know how old I was, maybe 16 or something. My parents moved back to Minnesota for a short time, maybe, 6 months or something. And it was in the summertime, and I had to cut the grass and stuff, and you couldn't cut the grass at times because all of a sudden out of nowhere, it got really, really muggy, and it would rain out, and the mosquitoes would come out, and I go, man, and being from California, I go, who'd want to live here, So, but anyway, it was nice having, all the different lakes in that area and stuff, but other than that, I thought, man, this is like, I don't like mosquitoes anyway. Then I was in Wisconsin also with mosquitoes, and I go, oh, gee, Minnie. I don't know. You live in Wisconsin, don't you? Around that area somewhere? Would you have mosquitoes?
Not fond of mosquitoes, but I do like lakes. And yeah, definitely not a lot of mosquitoes in California because it's dry, because mosquito larvae grow in standing water, basically.
Yeah, so I guess it's kind of what you're used to when you grow up, and maybe how tolerant you are. Everybody seems to like where they are, maybe because they don't know the difference, and maybe they're afraid to move on. Maybe those grid lines are, holding them with a chain around their ankle, and they can't move, and they think that what they have is perfect. And it could be perfect, but some people might be afraid to try something new. But that's kind of what I'm saying is, do the people on the call last Sunday, if you're listening, do you feel like you have more freedom and that you may want to go out and, try something a little different than what you, never thought of doing, I'm just kind of curious. So back to you.
Right. Well, definitely, I think that there is a lot of the courting gridline, because I do find wherever I've been, people will just defend, I want to live here forever. But then where I am, when the weather gets really cold, they're like, I'm moving. I'm out of here. And yet they stay. And so it's hard to say. I think there's a lot of courting going on. So, okay. Somebody wrote in that says, seasons connect to planets clearing, ? Planets connect to the various body parts, organs, and systems, and how does that affect our emotions?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would think if something connects to you, first of all, is it causing you pain if it connects? It may not connect, with pain energy, but if it's painful, then you're going to be dealing with an energy maybe from your pain body. Maybe your emotions are there because you go, wow, why did I have that pain? What's wrong with me? I shouldn't have this here. Then you get into the emotional roller coaster researching your pain. Mainly that is taking away energy away from you, and this is a two-way street with an energetic cord. You don't know what they're giving you. So are they giving you implants or some type of poisoning or controlling solution or something? You don't know. So that's the sci-fi world here. I can disconnect. I'll do four planets here. So I'll do a planet disconnect for four planets. So, Michelle, which one do you want to have done first? Just pick something out of the hat.
Oh, how about Pluto?
Pluto, okay, here we go. I'll count to 10. And before I release this, kind of take note of your body. Do a body scan. And just and then after I get done, scan your body or ask your body, you know, wow, was this over here like on my right hip or something? Did it connect there? You know, maybe your hip feels better or something. So let's just see what it's doing or check your emotional response. Think of something that bothered you, you know, today or the last week, and then check that same, you know, to check it right now and just kind of get an idea how you're feeling about it. And then we'll clear it and check it again. Maybe it'll take it away. I don't know. So here we go. Well, this is your test. So releasing this planet of Pluto, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, a little bit more attached. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. That's released from you right now. And again, you know, look at your, you know, situations or whatever and just see if it's improved. Okay, so back to you. The next planet.
Okay, Mercury.
Mercury, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okie doke. And again, scan your body and just kind of see what's happening. The next planet.
How about Saturn?
Hey, Saturn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ooh. Boy, I had a yawn on that one. Okay, one more.
Yes, and then how about Uranus?
Uranus, huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. So just see if any of those, you know, made you think differently. You know, maybe your body's changing slightly. And, you know, just send us a quick little email there. So we can talk about it on the show right now. Want to tell them where they go to? Send that information?
You know, Ron, have you ever heard of a planet called Chiron?
Yeah, I think I have heard of it. I don't know. I can release the energy there. I don't know if it's a real planet or not, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go.
Wow. Okay. And we have someone wondering, is Earth in alignment?
It's not. Let me put it back. So I'll count to 20 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. Now it's back in place. Okay. So thank you for asking that. It's greatly appreciated.
Yes. Somebody wrote that in, so thank you for that. And I don't know if it was the last one or not, but I am starting to feel particularly awesome. So that's good. Just very relaxed. Okay. And another one of our listeners says, yes, I felt something released when you cleared those planets. Very peaceful now. Thank you, Ron.
Right.
Well, like you say, we never know. So it's good to just clear until you feel, I guess, the way you want to feel. Just keep going. Let's see, somebody else is writing in here. Somebody says, I lived in Germany, too much rain, no sun, and then lived on the East Coast, too cold. Moved to Tallahassee, perfect, sun and seasons. Hot, humid, warm rain down to 40 degrees. Palm trees, pine trees, rolling hills, lakes, ocean. People are cheerful, relaxed, and friendly. So Tallahassee sounds awesome.
Oh, mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah? Well,
when I hear me, but I think of mosquitoes.
Well, if that is an issue, there are things that you could do to keep the mosquitoes not liking you so much, like taking your B vitamins and staying away from white refined sugar. And there's a couple things that you can, I guess, have around you. I don't think they like certain essential oils and things like that. But I definitely noticed a marked difference when I started taking vitamins. I would sit around the campfire and just giggle at everyone else going, oh, the mosquitoes are so bad. And I'd say, really? They finally left me alone. So, then it wasn't until later when I figured out why.
Yeah, you can also use white vinegar. Dump that on your back of your neck, on your face, on your arms, on your shirt you're wearing. And they don't come around too much. That's a good thing in case somebody's listening out there and they're kind of being tormented. And it may not be the bite, but it's that noise. As they're kind of buzz you. Boo.
When they get in your bedroom at night, it's not a good scene, for sure. Okay, so, all right, somebody else wrote this as a comic about what we're discussing here. Well, I heard that we get depression with that SAD, I think that's seasonal affective disorder, something like that. The lack of sun creates a lack of certain hormone that gets activated in the pituitary gland. Very interesting. The special lights help release the hormones we need to stay free from depression. There you go. That would explain the physical aspect of it. Very interesting. So they say it's the lack of sun creates the lack of a certain hormone that would normally get activated with the light that affects the pituitary gland, which is probably why the pituitary gland is seen throughout history as such an important thing, and it's symbolized with the pine cone. Like huge pine cones in different areas of the world, they'll have like a big pine cone. It's like, why a pine cone? And it's because, well, is that what the pituitary gland looks like or something? I'm not sure, but I think it is. So people have said that it used to be quite large, and now it's much smaller than it was, so maybe that's because we have all these depression barcodes upon us. We need to have them cleared.
Oh, so I have a question for people. Let's just say that on your particular timeline, okay, where you're living, you go outside and you get in your car or you go for a walk, and you don't see any cars around or people. And somehow you start thinking about, I wonder where all the people went. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, maybe 50 cars go by you, or you start seeing people that really shouldn't be there because, you know, there's no place for them to enter from a house because you're walking, like, in a park or something, and there's no way they can get there, but they show up. Does that happen to a lot of you out there? I'm just curious. You know, you're having your day, and it's whatever your day is on your timeline, and then you notice, or maybe there's too many people, and you go, man, there's too many people here. Then all of a sudden, they vanish. Typically, it'll probably be the other way around, but is that a common thing that people are experiencing now? Because the aliens go, uh-oh, the programmer forgot to put people in, you know, with this person, so now we got to drop them in on this timeline because they're worried about not having people. So we'll just see if anybody has that comment or if they have seen cars drop in alongside of them out of nowhere on a road where there's no cars. And then, you know, you can always look at that. I think it's Germany. I don't know. Is it one of those large semi-trucks? I forgot if it was FedEx or DHL or something, and it was levitating with the goods inside of it. And when it came back down to Earth, and I almost hit a car or something, you know, because it was floating. They caught it on the highway cameras. I guess it almost hit a car. If you haven't seen that one, you may want to look at it. I don't know what it's called, but it was in Germany, you know, maybe, what do you think, like 3 years ago we talked about that?
Yes.
We do have
I'm not
to
sure.
Kind of, you know, it's good to talk about stuff that people have that's credible, and that's a really credible thing that something weird was happening, you know.
Yeah, I saw that one. I think it's like a German semi or something, and it's a car behind it was filming or something, and they just kind of show it like it just goes bam, and it just hits the highway again, and I can't quite remember, but wasn't all the cargo taken out within seconds?
Yeah, that's what I thought. The aliens must have wanted what was in there, you know? Boy, so hopefully it wasn't people as cargo, you know? Anyway,
yeah.
I won't get into that. So.
Right. Well, somebody wrote in, they say, with the release of Saturn, I felt the body feeling much less the effects you're supposed to feel with aging, and I feel more hope. Thank you for all you do.
The amount of timeline crashes for aging, whatever that means to you.
Hmm.
As you may have situations to where maybe your arms hurt or you know, I guess... What's the typical thing of aging, you know? Is it achy bones, I guess, and your back aches and stuff? And so maybe you just happen to be on the timeline of people that are aging with all these conditions, and you're in the wrong timeline. Well, it's not that you're in the wrong timeline. You're choosing to be there because you don't know any difference. So get on the timeline where your back doesn't hurt. That's why we do the calls, you know, weekly, especially the one on Thursdays, to get rid of the replicas that are causing your situation. But, you know, at least get on a timeline, you know, maybe pick one where you have better health. You can relate to that. Maybe you felt better 20 years ago. So get on that timeline of your health 20 years ago. And very possibly, if you keep doing that, by crashing the other timelines of poor health, you may get on that one that you're requesting. So that's kind of what I would suggest. And if you do feel like you are aging and you have situations going on, then by all means, find out what that is and do some whole lifetime clearings. Maybe you got some death barcodes there or something or whatever. But anyway, I guess back to you, Shell.
Yeah. Yes, I think people generally get stiffer. Maybe their muscles get stiffer, joints get stiffer. But I find that all of those things can pretty much be healed by doing a lot of work with you, because your body is actually meant to last a lot longer than our bodies are lasting. And the reason they're giving out is because each of those issues has an emotional attachment. So if you can constantly clear up the emotions and then all the other stuff on us, like the planets and the family stuff and the DNA and the overthinking, then let's say if you're not overthinking, you're not going to get tense. If you're not worried about your finances, you're not going to have lower back problems. If you're, you know what I mean, all these things are connected to an emotion or a thought process or some energy put on us, and if you can take all those away, then what is the aging process? It's even the idea of aging is a mass hypnosis that we're all under, that as you get older, you quote-unquote age or you turn gray or whatever that the issue is, but it's really a level of, well, if you can constantly clean out your body, then anything that you would eat or anything that you would do, with, like sleeping, would actually rejuvenate your body as opposed to feeling the effects of time passing. So there you go. Do more clearings. Okay. We do have a request, Ron, if you could also... please clear Mars. I know a lot of people feel connected or feel stressed.
Here we go. Wasn't there a Mars candy bar? I don't know if they have it now or not, but I think I remember that. I don't know. But here we go.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. I think the cultural and soilment clearing, you can also clear aging on. So then also, if you are aging, are you hanging out with aged people, you know? You know, there are people that tend to go to maybe lunches or dinners for the elderly or something, or seniors. I'll use the word seniors. So maybe it's half price or something, so you go there because it's half price. And then you see all the people with their canes and their walkers, and then that puts you into that energy because they're courting you because you don't have one yet. And sure enough, they want you to have one to belong to their club. So for myself, if I see walkers or canes, I go the other direction, man. I don't want to be in their energy field, or you know, and or wheelchairs even, you know. I don't see so many of those, but you know, the other two things, you know, I don't want to even deal with that type of energy, because you know that they have problems, and I don't want to have problems, so I don't go there. And maybe some of you might realize that too. So if you are doing something that brings you into, you know, the elderly people or seniors or whatever, and you're about that age, don't hang out with them, man, because you're going to be quartered by them, and you may have the same problems that they're dealing with because you're in their group. Hopefully that makes sense to everybody. So back to you.
Right. Okay. Well, we have a comment about the mosquitoes. They say, I spray vinegar on skin and wash clothes in vinegar. East Coast had as many mosquitoes as Tallahassee. But we have a lot of small lizards here who eat mosquitoes. So, yeah, I know birds eat mosquitoes and lizards eat mosquitoes. That's interesting. One thing we do not have in the Midwest is cockroaches. Yay!
Oh.
So I'm just making a plug. That's my plug for the Midwest.
Yeah.
All right, here, let's see. Somebody says, years ago I saw a shopping center where the aliens changed the store to another location and then changed the consciousness of the people so they wouldn't notice any difference.
Hmm.
That probably happens a lot. I don't know about you, but I don't really pay attention to, like, stores and the little miniature malls.
Mm-hmm.
But this person must have, you know, really clocked that they noticed something had changed. Okay, this says, when on Creation Lightship and asking light beings for clearings, can they do energetic body as well as physical clearings?
When you go to the lightship, you just ask for, I think they're talking about maybe when we go to the lightship on the calls that we have, where I'm helping you with the clearings, okay? So on those calls, you can ask normally for physical. You don't want to, and the physical works with the energetic, so you want to ask for a physical condition that you're dealing with. So you don't want to do anything else but physical. The clearings on the website work with your energetics, which work into your physical. So back to you.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even think I ever knew that. So you're saying if we buy one of the healings online, it's mostly working with the energetic part of us, and then that's what the benefit is of working with you on the weekend calls or weekly calls, is that it's helping our physical body more?
Yeah, whenever I'm on a call with people physically, your physical body is taken to the light ship. You're beamed up, okay, bilocated. And the light beams work with you physically. On the website, I work with your body energetics. That's why we call it your invisible energetic body, okay? And that works with the energetics. And once you clear your energetics, which cause your problems, which is in mind energy, okay? Then you get rid of the mind energy, and then your physical body will start to have relief and be able to, you know, heal itself. You're just making it very simple here. That's the two clearings that we do. When you go on the website, that's all energetic clearing. And people can have wonderful physical clearings from that, but they're not being worked with in the physical. They're working with the energetics. So back to you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad whoever asked that question. What a great question. Okay, so then they have a second part that says, can I ask the light beings when on the light ship to remove pins or mind fog or parasitic energetic forms from the body?
I would say probably not, because you wouldn't know what to ask for. You have to be specific on what you're asking. Okay? So, like I said, when you go to the light ship, it's mainly for, like, you know, you have an ache or pain in your body, something like that, or you know you have a problem with your big toe or something. That's what that is for. When you get on the 8-hour calls that we have, then they'll start to work with you in quarantine, and a lot of those energies are being dealt with, you know. So that's how I can say that they may not recognize an implant that you would think you have, that you may think it's an implant, but to them it's something else. So that's the way that works.
Okay, so now I can see why it's very important that if you are doing a special call for pins, that you are asking for that specifically, and so we, you know, it's very beneficial for us to be on that call if that's what we want done.
Yes, if I happen to do, say, a call with pins, you will say, you know, we did that a while back, then they are releasing pins from you because that's what I'm orchestrating. As far as you asking it, it won't get done that way. But if I'm on a call with you and we're releasing energetic pins out of your body, and we did the shackles too, remember that call, then that's what we're working with, and that's how it's being orchestrated. Back to you.
No, that's interesting. I wonder if it's because the light beings are like, what is a shackle? We don't even know.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Because honestly, who would know that unless you had been on this planet and had something like that happen to you? So, okay. Now, let's see. We have somebody wrote in, they say, cultural enslavement clearing can clear aging by clearing life expectancy and aging, or whatever terms you associate with that state, all mental programs. Okay, so that would be another thing for all of us to add to our cultural enslavement clearings that we're doing ongoing. Aging, life expectancy, or any other terms that you may think of that have to do with that, getting old. Okay, and they also wrote that they think some people aren't happy unless they're sick. It's all they talk about. And I wonder if that's just not that they're exactly happy, but it's like a program, or if they're just constantly asking for help. That's their way of asking for help.
All of that stuff, you know? And it's a great attention getter in a way that you can start a conversation.
Yeah. I know when I was not doing as well as I am now, I was letting everyone know, I have this. Do you have any suggestions? I'm like, have you found anything that works yet? And I really didn't stop until I found something that works, which was Creation Lightship. And eventually I did find it on my own, but I wonder if, you know, constantly asking brought me to that eventually. You know, I'm not sure, but I wonder if it's just a program. Okay. Somebody wrote in, I was in line at a store. Cashier was on the floor looking for money. Customer said I put $20 on the counter and saw it flying away. Cashier couldn't find the $20, found a $1 bill. Aliens need to take math class.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Nice. They messed that up. Okay, this is about the car situation we're discussing.
So you're looking at timelines, you see?
Yeah.
Whatever it was a piece of paper. That's what the aliens saw, right? And maybe $20 bills are harder to find than ones, you see? So the timeline shifted, and for every 10 minutes, things change with people. And so maybe that person changed out, and the alien recreated, that timeline. They just saw the piece of paper and knew that it was money, so they go, well, no, in the cash register, maybe there's an inch and a half of ones and maybe a quarter of an inch of 20s or something, so it must have been a one because there's so many ones there. They put the one there in its place, so it's actually a timeline shift. No, it'd be interesting if it would have happened, if there would have been a $50 bill there and they would have picked up a 50 and given you change, from that for a $50 bill. It's probably like a toss-up, They just thought what you had there. Maybe they didn't think you're very conscious. Oh, anyway, that's almost had the alien feet. Anyway, so back to you.
Yeah, well, I feel so bad for the guy. He had to come up with another $20 again. Okay. This one says, I'm sure the cars have appeared or disappeared, but the aliens change your consciousness so you don't notice the abductions going on the road. And I bet that happens, because I know when I was driving in L.A., there's so many cars, and I was very careful about checking my, lane changes. I didn't want some car to, appear all of a sudden. But I bet if it did, the aliens would change the consciousness of the people around quickly enough so that they would, forget or whatever. Do you think that happens?
It's possible, yeah. There's the guy on YouTube, I don't know what it is, but who he was. He was kind of religious, and he would talk about Jesus somewhat and God, et cetera, and deal with demons. So he was one of the southern states, maybe Texas, I'm not sure, but he somehow, I talked about this on another show, but on a cell phone, he programmed into it something that showed where the airplanes are in his area on his cell phone. Well, it was like a little radar thing, And he would look at the same location in the sky, and he would see out of nowhere a cloud appear in that same location, and then the cloud would turn into a unmarked airliner on YouTube, and he has pictures of it. And then he'd show the phone and say, see, there's no plane here, because it would track the planes, but all of a sudden this thing would appear as an airplane. Well, if anybody's seen that, it might be interesting if you could let us know who he was so people could look at that. And it was predictable. He was there, seen it all the time, anyway. Not that the time was predictable, but he was there to watch. It's happened many times. Oh, back to you. And he would call them demons. Demons were coming up, or the fallen angels, or something like that, appearing up in the sky, and they would come into an airplane form. Back to you.
Well, I have not seen that one, but it sounds interesting. So if anyone has an idea of what that could be named, I would probably like to see it. We'll announce it possibly on Friday. Or if you come up with it soon, maybe I can announce it tonight. So, okay, let's see. I'm looking for some other things that we can discuss here. I know there's still some people who want to do the enslaved alien videos. The clone clearings. But also, what I just said, Ron, somebody has mentioned on Monday you guys were discussing the enslaved alien videos where you released enslaved aliens, and they're wondering what those are called. I know that you've done that at conferences for Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. You probably did them at the San Mateo and also the New York ones. So I know that if people want to see that, they can go to YouTube videos. And I know that there's a couple different conferences that you they have your talks on, and then you do that. And they're always very interesting because you talk about a lot of things during that. So that would be
Mr. Oxygen put them up on his site if they're not on ours. I think it's Mr. Oxygen 1, I think. But you can check that, Ed McCabe, because he did a lot of the filming, I think, at the two locations there. You can actually watch people change, you know. So back to you.
Yes, and actually I see it here now. Somebody did, they did send in an enslaved alien video with classical music in place of any side talking. I have yet to watch it, so if you want a version of that, just write in and let us know you want the enslaved alien classical music video. And so we will forward that on to you within the next week. So
that's we'll get that sent to us from a nice person in New York, I believe. So he did that, and thank you. So, yeah, you can just request that. So back to you.
Yeah, that looks interesting. I'm going to check that out. So now we have just straight, we have the when you did it, and then you're talking with Ann. We have that 5 minutes, and then we have 5 minutes straight of just the counting. And then we have the counting over a groovy dubstep style song. And then we have this one. So we have a lot of different versions, a lot of different ways you could play this. Here, let me put this on at a party. Hey, you guys got to watch this. I'm like, hit this one, and then it goes on your party, and then all of a sudden the party becomes really nice and mellow.
I have two people that did that back in New York for me. So the first one had music, and then the second one now is classical. So yeah, two of our wonderful people back there were doing that for us. So it's great.
Yeah, that's great. So you have a New York conference coming up next month, right?
Yeah, the third week of next month.
Okay, great. So if anyone's planning on going to that, now would be the time to solidify your plans and buy your tickets. And Ron, which conferences will you be giving? Will you be giving talks or extra workshops? Oh, I know that you're going to be on one of the alien panels, aren't you?
Yeah, let's see. I have two workshops, one on Saturday, I think about 1, and then one on Sunday, I'm not sure the time, maybe at 2 or 3. And so those are typically about an hour and a half in length, hour 45 minutes. And then I think I have a Friday lecture. I have another lecture put in there. I'm on the Strange Universe panel on Sundays. And then Mark is doing a UFO panel, so I'm on that also. So it'll be a lot of fun this time. Oh, it's a new, let's see, New Life Expo is what it's called.
New Life?
That's the last event that I'll be going to this year, New Life Expo. And if you're listening, you get all these expo names. So we have New Life coming up. Next will be the Conscious Life, and that's in the LAX Hilton in Los Angeles by the airport, LAX. And then from there, we have the new Living Expo in San Mateo by San Francisco. that's the upcoming the events, and then next will probably maybe be in New York again. We'll see. So back to you.
That sounds great. It would be wonderful to know if, you know, people are going, and that also you're going to be doing the chamber, the light chamber. So if people want to send in photos for that, they're always welcome to, if they can't make it in person, because it's always good to be there in person.
Yeah, you can send us your photo. That'd be great if you wanted to do that, yeah. And people commented on that. So it's $100, and whenever the chamber's on for the whole weekend, you're in there. It's great. We have quite a few pictures. People just, you know, we keep them so that you don't have to keep sending them. So if you want, if you've already done it before and you want to be there, just let us know that we have your picture, and we'll verify that. And it's $100 for, you know, the 3 days. So I think our program is coming to a close here. It's that time, and we live in time on this program. Just we start and end. In between, we're not in time. So here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. And this you have to do out loud. Whisper it or talk out loud. So here's what you do. First thing is you say, I now command my spirit. You take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. Here we go. We're going to count from 10, 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. Tomorrow is our replica call, where we get rid of the replicas that you're dealing with, maybe a physical problem or whatever. It could be emotional, too. You just request one particular thing, and we work on it and get rid of those timelines and replicas that keep coming into you every 10 minutes. So thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. See you later.